Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
The city council is considering.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio. I'm Doug Tribou. Every Wednesday morning, I'm joined by Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lessenberry, to talk about the latest in state news and politics. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
Jack, former TV star Melissa Gilbert wants her name off the ballot in the 8th Congressional District. She's the Democratic nominee there. The Republicans want more proof about the health issues that she says will make it impossible for her to campaign or take office if she's elected. It looks like the Democrats are likely to get their way, but were the Republicans right to push on this issue?
Oh, probably not. This is just sort of partisan politics. Melissa Gilbert turned out to be a dreadful candidate. From the moment she got in the race, we found out she had all sorts of unpaid back taxes, and apparently she is. I don't want to question her veracity about being ill, but there's a provision that if you're ill, you can get your name taken off the ballot. And Republicans wanted to create as much mischief for Democrats as possible, but it looks like clear heads have prevailed, including some Republicans on the Board of Elections, and they'll be allowed to put in a substitute candidate. But the Democrats' chances in this congressional district are now pretty dim.
The man behind a $2.7 million school supplies kickback scheme is asking for mercy at sentencing next month. Norman Shai's phony invoices and payouts to Detroit Public Schools officials have resulted in several convictions of former principals and an assistant superintendent. Most of those cases ended in plea deals. DPS's financial struggles aren't exactly new news, but is enough justice being done in this case that only made matters worse?
Well, this is always subjective, but it's hard for me to feel any sympathy at all towards a man who was already a millionaire, who defrauded the impoverished Detroit schools and hurt these children, as well as a lot of principals, some of whom came out of the system, some of whom know how hard it is for these poor black children, and conspired to steal money from them. So it's not easy to have a lot of compassion for Norman Shai or for his aiders and abettors and accomplices.
Flint's been in the news even more than usual in the past couple of weeks, Jack. The federal emergency declaration for the water crisis expired. There were new test results from Virginia Tech researchers. Now experts have weighed in on the fact that tainted water might have caused residents' skin rashes. But still, the city has only replaced 33 lead water service lines, even with the so-called Fast Start program getting ready to replace about 250 more. What will it take to make real headway on the thousands of lines left that still have lead in them?
Money. Money and the political will to spend resources are finite. They're always finite, but we have to have the political will to spend the money needed to replace the pipes that are needed. Now, I'm certainly not an engineer. I'm not an expert. I don't know how many of these things need to be replaced, but I also know that politically, Flint is a impoverished, not very large, poor, black, all-Democratic city. Whether that has anything to do with the legislature's attitude toward this, I don't know. But this is a national and a state scandal, and one would think we owe it to these people to make them whole as much as we can, as soon as we can.
On a more positive note, Flint also got a chance to talk about a medal other than lead yesterday. Boxer Clarissa Shields brought gold back to her hometown. On Sunday in Rio, Shields won her second career Olympic championship. Jack, the term role model can get thrown around a lot in sports, but a young woman who got through what she did at a young age to have this kind of success certainly seems like a worthy candidate.
Well, I hate being the curmudgeon, but that's who I am. And she is an amazing, amazing young woman with an amazing story. But boxing is not good for you. And we know very well that boxing can cause brain damage, as it did with Muhammad Ali. And while this young woman is indeed somebody who's very inspiring, I have my problems with a sport that is based on hitting your opponent in the head as hard as you can.
Jack, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, and he joins me every Wednesday morning at 7:45 to talk about the latest in Michigan news and politics. You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.